Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And every week we're here with a special guest talking about real estate and finance. And this is a live show. If you have questions for us or our guests, you can reach us toll free at 866. You're looking at me like...
I'm just checking to see if you're going to get the number right.
I'm not cheating. 866-712-1300. How's that?
Eureka!
All right. You can also tweet us, too, at Team Reba or at Eric is my bank, or if you have questions you'd like us
live
to take
online. Right now.
Right. You know,
as time goes on, we're actually going to incorporate some video into this and then be able to put some stuff on YouTube from the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be great.
Well, you know, every person's situation is different. I always kind of think of them as story problems because no two situations...
Just not problems, like story challenges,
you know, but a lot of the times it takes a little bit of brainstorming to figure out what's the best way to work this transaction or what's the best way to help structure your finances. And we're always happy to help with those sort of questions. So if you have a brain teaser, bring it on. We love the challenge.
Oh yeah. You know, people for you a lot of times are calling about the future things that they're thinking of.
Sure.
I sometimes have to deal with the cleanup of things, you know. Well, like I had an appointment earlier today where it's in an unfortunate situation. We talk about this sometimes. There are still people who are hurting from the recession.
Absolutely.
And I had a conversation with some folks earlier today where we're going to be going and taking a look at their house tomorrow and figuring out, because they received a letter from the bank saying, hey, we're not giving you any more opportunities. You need to do something. You need to sell your home.
Right.
And so that's me. The good news I was able to give them, though, is that because the marketplace here has been growing so well, they actually bought this house in 2009. But after that that magic date of January 1st, 2009, and they had bought it later in the year, so they don't get to qualify for some of those same programs that we've talked about on the show before. But the beautiful part, though, is that in the last 4 years, the equity position has actually grown. And they had come to me very concerned about what was going to happen and what they were going to lose. And they had just had a family member help put a new roof on their house. And I was actually feeling very positive for them because I was able to say, you know what, I'm going to come see your house tomorrow, but I'm fairly certain you are going to walk away with money to be able to start over.
That's good.
And it's going to be in a good place.
Yeah, that's good.
So sometimes people come to us for some other things, but you know, they're always welcome to come in whatever format they need to initiate the conversation.
Well, and a lot of people believe, too, if you've had a short sale or a foreclosure in your past, that you have to wait 7 years. You don't.
Nope.
Even like with an FHA loan, the standard waiting period is 3 years. But if you have what are defined as extenuating circumstances, that can be as short as 1 year.
And extenuating, as short as one? Okay, I thought it was two. All right.
Extenuating circumstances are an event that was catastrophic, that was out of your control, and typically that would mean a medical emergency or a loss of a job or a significant loss of income.
And that's what happened with these folks.
Right. And so if you can document those situations, then you know, you may be thinking, I'm never going to be able to buy a home again, but you might be ready now, you know, because it really, again, every situation is a story problem, but it's definitely worth exploring and investigating. So lots of options out there, and it's just a question of kind of really looking at the facts and the documents and seeing if something that you can do now rather than wait.
Yeah.
So get in there while the rates are good.
Yeah, we'll talk about rates, man.
Well, you know, for weeks now, seems like Tuesday's been the sort of the magical day where the markets are doing well. Not so much today.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, Friday kind of started a snowballing effect. There was it was kind of funny. The big news on Friday was that there's a Fed governor, Lael, and she very seldom makes public speeches. And kind of impromptu, it was scheduled that she was going to be making a speech on Monday. Well, the markets freaked, and because she never talks. So they know that the Fed is meeting next week, the Open Market Committee. So they figure she's getting sent out there to warn us that Fed's going to be increasing rates. Well, turns out that when she made her speech, it had nothing to do with that. It was actually kind of a lot of nothing, really, and just more talking about we're looking at stuff, which is, you know, kind of standard Fed parlance. That was on Monday. Today, different story. There's still a ton of weakness out there. It's big. It's serious. It's multifaceted. It's not just a question on the Fed. So essentially, what's going on is number one, there's a lot of ongoing adjustments to central bank expectations globally. So what are the central banks doing? There's concern that Europe might be backing off a little bit on their quantitative easing. The Federal Reserve has a Governor Lockhart who is retiring. He's kind of been fairly consistently hawkish on interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of bonds being sold, right now. We have a lot of technical momentum going on, sort of what we call snowballs.
Technical momentum. Okay.
Let's call it snowball selling.
So
you get this snowballing effect. Everybody's kind of piling on, mm-hmm. they want to protect their positions and everything. And so what we're getting on the bond market, which impacts mortgage rates, is mm-hmm. a huge sell-off. And that's putting upward pressure on interest rates.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking with a client earlier about that. They were like, that big expensive house is becoming more expensive.
Yeah, it's really impacting things right now. So, the global growth concerns are out there. How strong is the world economy? That tends to be a little bit more rate friendly. There's still the question about whether the Fed's going to increase rates or not. I don't know. The odds right now are probably 30% that they'll increase next week, a quarter of a point. But I could sure make a pretty strong argument that they won't. Things are just still too weak out there. And what do they say? Never trust a one-armed economist. They can't say on the other hand. So you just never know.
I love that joke.
I can tell you that today, so far today, 27 major banks and mortgage lenders have increased their rates midday. So that's fairly rare. Most of the time,
okay.
A lender will set their rates in the morning,
yeah.
and they keep those rates the same all day long. Today, 27 banks have had midday interest rate increases. Yeah.
Hmm.
So that to me is a sign that
maybe
that
they need to lay off the Starbucks.
Yeah. Well,
or the Monster drinks in the middle of the day.
Just step aside, let the snowball go on by. Because when we see that, it we don't know if this is a tide change, that we could be going into a period where the rates are going to drift a little bit higher, or if this is possibly temporary. Too soon to tell. But the move this week so far has been fairly significant. So if you have not yet locked in your interest rate, my advice today would be to lock it in because, yes, they could recover. It's the old country song, two steps forward and one step back. But we could see a recovery, of these rates. But as it stands right now, these movements have become pretty significant. So
okay, well, something to watch. I'll be interested to see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
With that said, 30-year fixed rates, just your conforming 30-year mm-hmm. fixed rates, we're hovering right around 3.625%.
Okay. Still fantastic below 4.
Yep, 15s are around 3%. FHA loans are up about a quarter from last week. We're around 3.5 to 3.625.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, they definitely went up.
And jumbos are still hanging in there around 3.75 to 3.875. So they're still very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're up at least.
Yeah, if you're going to do that big move up, now mm-hmm. would be a really great time.
Yeah, it really would be because we just never know. And one thing that's awful nice about some lenders, not all lenders mm-hmm. will do this, but it's a question: ask your lender, will they give you a float down?
Right.
Meaning, once you lock your rate, if rates fall before closing, are you allowed to take advantage of the lower rate?
Right.
Some will say yes, some will say no, and it's definitely
find
a
the
question
one who says saying. Yes.
Find the one who says yes. You
that's
see me smiling,
one.
Right?
So, I tell people to do that all the time. So,
there you go.
Yeah,
because right.
they'll be like, "What is that?" I'm like, you just have to know to ask.
That's right. That's right. That's
so.
Right. So anyway, so that's kind of what's going on with rates. We'll keep a close eye on it here
as
the week goes along.
Yeah. So now that we've covered some of the rates and you've mentioned floating loans, I think it's a really good time to bring Tamara in. Because,
absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Hello. Welcome, Tamara Simon from Cost Property Management.
It's great to be here.
Yes. Thanks so much for being on the air with us again. You were starting to tell me as we were coming into the studio that there is something going on right now at Seattle City Council. Is that correct?
That's right. 2:00 today, they decided to meet and yet do more interesting things regarding landlords. I think that.
And when you say interesting, you don't mean beneficial.
I'm trying to be kind. You know, I believe that the Seattle City Council's intent is trying to help preserve affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I really believe what they're doing is the exact opposite. And it's creating a lot of problems. A lot of landlords talk about selling their properties now because they mm-hmm. don't want to deal with this. And it's not going to create more affordable housing. I kind of look at it this way. It's like when somebody says, I want to have a happy and successful marriage. I just don't want it to interfere with my dating life. this is kind of how the Seattle City Council is behaving. They think
they're the Ashley Madison of rentals?
Yeah, I guess so. They think they're helping produce. And rental housing, I also want to talk a little bit about this. We all talk about having rentals. It's okay. Investment property.
Right.
I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been extremely busy since June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to go over it. What's happening today at 2 o'clock is the council is looking at capping tenant moving costs. Generally, when you move into a property, some landlords require a deposit.
Correct. Yeah.
And
last
month's rent in advance or a mm-hmm. pet deposit. But the Seattle City Council, in their infinite wisdom, is having a little discussion today about capping that, how much can be collected, and better yet, the tenants usually pay that money up front.
Right.
And the Seattle City Council is talking about implementing having tenants pay that over a six-month period. So not only do you get to be the landlord, you get to be their banker with a no-interest loan. And we can talk in detail about why this is a bad idea. I'd like to talk about just some of the other things they have passed recently.
Okay. Well, I know we only have about a minute before we're going to have to take a break, but I have to ask this. Is that council meeting open to the public?
Yes.
It is?
It started at 2 o'clock.
Started at 2. And how long was it going to run?
That I do not know.
Okay. So is there a phone number people can check and find out? Do you happen to know that? Or maybe they can get on the Seattle website and take a look to see?
I would suggest that they go to your website because I'm going to give you mm-hmm. every city council member's name and phone number, and they should be finding out there, and I'll make
okay.
sure you get the information for
well,
that.
If you're going to have questions for Tamara coming up, call 1-866-712-1300. Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.